Jesus, Jesus.
FM 90.3 WJTL, a praise and worship block ending up with Mosaic. That is Tremble, Sovereign Grace, Through the Precious Blood, and Selah's I Will Sing of My Redeemer. Hey, good morning to you. It's 7:48.
Dense fog advisory until 10 this morning. Clouds and rain, high 63. And then clouds and rain tonight, low 56. Morning rain Friday, high 60. Otherwise, partly cloudy with some afternoon sun. Saturday looks mostly sunny and 57. And Easter Sunday, partly sunny, breezy. Highs expected near 51. 44 right now in Harrisburg and York, and 46 in Lancaster.
Our friend Michael Anthony hanging out with us this morning. He is a pastor, and you probably know him from hearing here on WJTL as part of Grace Fellowship York's church program at noon on Sunday. Or maybe you know him from his God Factor blog and your podcast. Mm-hmm. And now we know you as an author. Michael has a brand new book called A Call for Courage. Good morning again to you, Michael.
Good morning, Fred. Hey,
so
Lisa.
Great to
hey,
have
everybody.
You here.
Great to be here. It's
yeah.
a real privilege.
Love getting to know about your book, how God has worked in you. So cool to hear about how you had already booked time at a cabin, and then mm-hmm. somebody contacted you to write it. And now here it is on Thomas Nelson Publishers.
Yeah.
If somebody reads this book, they get this book, A Call for Courage. What kind of experience are they going to have? What's it going to do for and to them?
You're going to learn how to develop courage as your new way of life.
Okay.
In every area of your life. I look at what's happening today in our nation as the new world disorder, a perfect storm convergence of political, racial, financial, theological, moral decline. So how does a person of faith live in light of that today as salt and light in the United States of America? So that's what A Call for Courage is. I wrote it as if I was sitting down, literally. When I was in the cabin writing with burning up my laptop, I had literally pieces of paper next to me that would say, think about this kind of person, think about that kind of person, and a cup of coffee. I'm sitting down having a cup of coffee with you,
yeah.
having a conversation about how to live for Jesus today.
Yeah.
That's what the book is.
And a lot of people, when they see all of those things that you talked about happening, mm-hmm. they just shut down, like, I just give up.
Yes.
And that's who
that.
You're addressing, I think.
Absolutely. There are people who are apathetic, not because they want to be apathetic, but it's hard to stay engaged with what's happening in the world today.
Right.
There are others who are just unaware of what's happening. There are others who are just holding out for the rapture, waiting for a divine bailout.
Yeah.
And, you know, this idea of occupy until he comes, it sounds really spiritual, but it's not biblical.
Right.
We're not called to occupy. We're called to take the gospel into the world and to be salt and light. And that's what A Call for Courage is, to try to help people stand up, speak out, do it with truth and love as your new way of life.
What one ingredient, and I'm sure there's more, but if you could only have one ingredient to talk about, what one ingredient is a key for a Christian to have this kind of courage in this day and age?
What's a key for it? The key for it is that to understand the overflowing life. That your public life is an overflow of your private life with Jesus.
Right.
That if you walk with Jesus in private, you can do great things for him, courageous things for him in public. There's a direct correlation between those two. But instead of talking about it at a 50,000-foot level, what I do in each chapter of the book, for example, is show you how to immediately begin to do that. So every chapter has a little summary at the end of it, with action steps that you can do.
Awesome.
And then the whole book, people have said each chapter becomes my new favorite. And that for me, with the objective of sitting down and having a conversation with you, the reader, is the bullseye.
Right.
I say, glory to God.
Yeah.
That's what I was hoping to accomplish.
Yeah, it's inspirational, but it's practical.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not just information.
Right.
It's here's how your life can change and you can live with power, truth, and love. In the midst of the nonsense that's happening.
Yeah, we're talking with Michael Anthony. He has a new book, A Call for Courage, Living with Power, Truth, and Love in an Age of Intolerance and Fear. Michael, how can folks get this book? How can our listeners get it?
Two ways. We have an app, the Courage Matters app, and you can download that for free. And we also have a website, couragematters.com, and they can get it everywhere. But Amazon, like, for example, Amazon, they can get it at Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, Kobo, any christianbook.com, but if they go to couragematters.com, they'll find out all about it.
And if you like audiobooks, you can listen to Michael reading it, because
yeah.
you actually went down to Nashville.
They did.
How long did it take you to do that?
It was a day and a half of the actual recording.
Wow.
The final product is over 6 hours.
Yeah.
So if you like to listen to books and not just me reading it in a monotone voice, I guess, you know, passionate. I'm Italian, so.
So you actually get the coffee. You're sitting with you getting
exactly.
the coffee.
Exactly. That's what I, yeah, that's exactly
awesome.
Right.
Michael Anthony's new book, A Call for Courage. It's available everywhere. You can find out where, couragematters.com, or you can download the app, Courage Matters, as well. Or right now, we have an opportunity for you to win
the
book,
too. Yes, we do. This time, it's going to go to caller number 3, and he will autograph it just for you. Caller 3, you will be the big winner, 717-392-FM90, 717-392-3690.
We'll announce the winner after the top of the hour. Michael, thank you so much for coming over.
Oh, it's such a pleasure.
Braving the fog and coming over. And
a real privilege.
Braving
thank
the
you.
Fog of our culture with your book, A Call for Courage, too.
Honor.
I love
thank
that.
You. Thank you. God bless you.
Back to the music. This is Jordan Felice's Witness on WJTN.